you may see something a little bit different at the time this morning. Parish Council approved this a couple of weeks ago. With the full support of the music department, we just felt this would open things up and give us more flexibility. So this is what it now is. And so far everyone has liked it. It's so nice to be up here and not tripping over cords and running views, and so much easier to social distance and all those things. So something new to try out, and change is inevitable, so we're moving forward. So happy to talk with anybody who has comments, whatever, wherever on the range, and we'll be happy to have a chat. This morning, a service that we've sort of done before, but not in this way. This morning is Thanksgiving Lessons and Carols. So yes, it's very similar to the Christmas and or Advent lessons and carols that you have experienced for many years. Lots of music, lots of readings, but it's all on a Thanksgiving theme. Gary and Mark are going to do the readings this morning, and we have a quartet of singers. My apologies, but singing for the congregation is not yet in the realm of possibilities for the congregation. We're getting closer, but not yet. So we have Paul, Katie, Jack, and Victoria, who will be leading singing. And as always, Steve on the organ. John Gardner is here today. You probably listened to the audio service that we put out each week. We always talk about John Gardner, our sound engineer. So John is actually going to record this service this morning. And we hope that, depending on technological issues of production, it will either be available later this afternoon or tomorrow through our normal channels on Facebook and our website and things like that. So thanks, John, for doing that. The flowers at the chancel steps today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of Mary Daly, who passed away this week and whose memorial service was held here at St. James yesterday. The flowers are to be given to them. I would also let you know, many of you will probably remember Shirley Atkinson, who was here for many, many years, Toronto about 9 years ago. A couple of weeks ago, she passed away in January in the midst of COVID, and I'll be doing her service of interment alongside her husband Mike. I believe he was William Gerald. I'm not sure how they came to Mike, but that will be on Saturday. And also next Saturday, a couple of people here, I think, will be just a little bit excited about this event. Sarah Steffen and Evan Birch will be united in holy matrimony, as the official title goes, next Saturday here at St. James. So please keep Sarah and Evan in your prayers as they prepare for this special day. So, it's good to be here. Relax, enjoy, and together, let us now worship.
Thank you.
song of harvest home. We thank God for the harvest of our gardens and allotments, our fields and farms, bringing food to our tables and meeting many of our physical needs. We celebrate all that is seasonal and local, as we enjoy the fruit of the earth in these seasons. We give thanks for the fertility of the earth and the creativity of our hands in finding new ways to adapt and change in difficult times. We remember any who struggle with food and pay, who go hungry when harvest fails, who suffer from extreme and unseasonable weather due to climate change. We thank God, too, for the harvest of our community, our common life together. The harvest of our own deepest selves, our growing towards maturity and wisdom. Through hymns and anthems, readings and prayers, we raise the song of harvest home. The first of our themes is soil. Harvest begins with the soil. With increasingly sophisticated tools and machinery, with the use of fertilizers and chemicals, our attention can be deflected from the core vitality of the soil. We need to rediscover respect for the soil as the basis for sustainable farming for the long term.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. He told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen. The sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone who hears listen."
God, the sower, may the good news of your love for us find the good soil of our hearts, that we may embrace the changes needed to care for your creation and for one another. May our harvest be sustainable, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the harvest. Amen.
O Lord, save us from the fire.
fast for us to make a difference. As individuals, we can easily feel overwhelmed, powerless to bring about change. But each of us can make an impact. From small beginnings, from small changes to approach. And a handful of seeds reminds us that great things can grow from tiny seeds. What an encouragement to allow the seed of hope to take root and grow in our lives.
He also said, the kingdom of God is as if someone will scatter seed on the ground, and the seed can rise night and day, and the seed will sprout and grow, he does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full weight in the head. For when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade.
God of the mustard seed, from the tiny beginnings you bring abundant blessing. Give us wisdom to use your gifts well, to understand the impact of our farming. Give us courage to take even small steps in the face of climate change. Give us generous hearts to share with those who are hungry as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the hearts.
God's vision of a climate of balance
your wounds are healed.
He said to me, Mortal, have you seen this? And he led me back along the bank of the river. As I came back, I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees on one side and on the other. He said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, and when it enters the sea of stagnant waters, the waters will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be many fish. Once these waters reach them, it will become fresh, and everything will live where the river goes. People will stand fishing beside the sea and will feed on to a new land. It will be a place with splendid nets. Its fish will be of a great many kinds, the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. On the banks on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail. But they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing.
God of the growing grain, from the abundant earth, you have blessed us with fruitful lands, providing more than enough for our needs, with plenty to share. Help us to honor you in our care for land, and in the healing of the nations, that the earth may continue to be fruitful, as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the harvest.
Thank you.
to achieve the maximum yield for short-term profits. But the long-term impact can be devastating for sustainability and biodiversity. We are beginning to recognize the need to take less and leave more space for nature to flourish. God calls us to be generous and to look for a longer horizon, as well as to notice what other people need. What is true for sustainable farming is also true for sustainable community and family life.
Now Naomi had a kinsman on her husband's side, a prominent rich man of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, "He go into the field and glean among the ears of grain, behind someone in sight I might find favor." She said to her, "Go, my daughter." So she went. She came and gleaned in the field behind the reapers. As it happened, she came to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Just then Boaz came from Bethlehem. He said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." They answered, "The Lord bless you." Then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, "To whom does this young woman belong?" The servant, who was in charge of the reapers, answered, "She is the Moabite who came from Naomi. Came back with Naomi from the country of Moab." She said, "Please let me glean and gather her among the sheaves behind the reapers." So she came, and she has been on her feet from early this morning until now, without resting even a moment.
God of the stranger, we give thanks for the harvest of our community life. We pray for all who give their time freely to build up our shared life and contribute to the common good. Help us all to think of others and to act for future generations. May we be like Ruth, working not just for ourselves, but building bridges of trust that cross the boundaries of difference as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the harvest. Amen. Our planet is rich and fertile, and we have enormous resources to meet our needs, provided we are willing to share. Yet much of our economic life is couched in terms of scarcity and an underlying worry that there might not be enough to go around. The psalmist reminds us of the abundance of nature's provision, enough for everyone, and plenty to share.
Thank you.
hearts to your love, and we may find the path of thanksgiving as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the hearts. Amen. The act of offering comes from a sense of gratitude and of partnership. We offer something to God and to the wider community to give thanks for all we have received. But are we losing the instinct for offering? As mine is mine. In the world of self-made men and women, there can be a sense of entitlement, and we can lose sight of the need to give and the need to give thanks.
The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land that I give you and you reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall raise the sheaf before the Lord so that you may find acceptance. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall raise it. On the day when you raise the sheaf, you shall offer a lamb, a year old, without blemish, as a burnt offering to the Lord. And the grain offering with it shall be 2/10 of an ephah of choice flour mixed with oil, an offering by fire, a pleasing odor to the Lord. And the drink offering with it shall be of wine, 1/4 of a hin. You shall eat no bread or parched grain or fresh ears until that very day, until you have brought the offering of your God. It is a statute forever for every generations in all your settlements."
God of our first fruits, give us thankful hearts in this time of gathering. Grant us the generosity of spirit to provide for those who go hungry. May we offer you the first fruits of our lives, the very best that we have, that we in turn may become a blessing as we follow in the footsteps of your Son Jesus, Lord of the harvest. Amen.
Oh,
We live in a world of billionaires and bankers, with such evident inequality leads to resentment and social instability. Could there be another way? A way of sharing resources more fairly so that there is enough for all?
Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowd heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. He gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 basketfuls. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
God of abundance and plenty, where we create scarcity and need through our narrow self-interest and greed, bring us over to find in you a generosity of spirit and willingness to share as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the hearts. Amen.
Thank you.
him. There is provision for everyone, with restoration and healing for all who have been excluded or forgotten. And we make our harvest festival a foretaste of that kingdom.
O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The palace of aliens is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm, and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the rainless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of aliens like heat in a dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds, the song of the rainless was still. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-matured wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-matured wines strained and clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain.
God of the feast, give us eyes to see your kingdom in our midst, a table prepared for all, rich food and wine, with oil to gladden the human heart. For all are included. Do not be left outside, as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the harvest.
Thank you.
as a sign of God's acceptance and love. He asks us to remember Him every time when we're in prayer. God is in the business of making bread. The prayer community. We are the least of 11 in the mom. The way we live can change the world when we can dare to believe that God is with us.
So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you have not believed. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that He has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in Him may have eternal life. And I will raise them up on the last day."
Beloved God, you provide enough for everyone. This earth is fertile, fruitful, and abundant. We are sometimes greedy, wasteful, and selfish. Many go hungry despite our plan. Many are left outside when we enjoy the feast. Lord Jesus, bread of life, bring us open to your promised kingdom. Give us hearts to gather and share as we follow in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus, Lord of the hearts.
Oh,
just such a wonderful way to summarize this service, I will invite you to pray for me. Generous God, we thank you that time after time, in the most surprising places, you spread a table for us and welcome us to the feast of your presence. Sometimes we feel like the lazy guests at a banquet, a great celebration. Sometimes we meet you at a busy table among friends, sharing daily bread. Sometimes as children enjoying the picnic, laughing, singing in the sunshine. Sometimes in the dark hour, on a hard journey, but the bark of life, bread and clothing. Always be my nourishing, always enough for all the time. And we see that no one has ever, we see that no one has ever turned away. And all we are blessed by sharing. That is the gospel of peace. Thank you for such good food, for your strength in your work in the world, and for your welcome at our journey's end. Amen. Just before the blessing, some thank you to Jerry and Mark. What a wonderful job of doing the readings and bringing the message to us this morning. Thank you. Not easy to get four readings each, and we had some problems with numbering and all that kind of stuff, but they did such a marvelous job. Paul, Victoria, Katie, Jack, all of my marvelous. What a wonderful job. Thank you for the music. What can I say to Steve? It is a pleasure to work with you every day. I think that every priest I know will say that you are a gift, whether it is for us to meet this high here. Steve found the service, and it was absolutely marvelous, and it is a wonderful theme that brought it together for you this morning. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you this Thanksgiving Day, and forevermore. Amen. Let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord.